Cheese dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. You big cold-blooded dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy.
Ways of the weasel.
The weasel. Pop, pop goes the weasel. The weasel. Pop, pop goes the weasel. The weasel. Pop, pop goes the weasel. The weasel. Pop goes the weasel. Go, the weasel goes pop.
I think it's going.
Oh, snizzap.
Shit's getting real, dude.
Episode 13, dog.
Yeah.
It's getting real with a Z. Reels.
Right. Faux now. Reels.
Faux reels.
Yeah. F-O reels.
Why don't you tell everybody what's up and running, Big D?
We have our website pretty much fully functional. Not only that, but we are under review in a good way to be on iTunes, Spotify, and as you're listening to this right now, you can search us on Google Play.
Whoa. By the way, that's not easy. Not everybody. I'm sorry, strike that. Everybody can do it. Everyone can do it.
Every single person who wants to can. But so, for those people who said that we were too racist in our first couple or too homophobic, Google doesn't think so.
Wait. First of all, you don't get the joke.
Yeah, that's for damn sure.
It's a... Well, it's... So why it's funny is... forget it.
Yeah, you guys don't understand.
But wait, what's that sound? Boing! The episode went hard right there, baby.
That's right.
We are up and running.
It's, You know, we're a couple of... dummies and
yeah, for real, you
know, yeah, but we've put together a little something and got it to go onto the internet.
That's right.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing for us.
Ask somebody in Puerto Rico to do that when they have no power.
Exactly.
Not easy.
Yeah,
not easy. A lot of missed opportunities there.
Tons of them.
Tons of them. I agree. So everyone, episodes 13 through 4, as you're listening to this, will be on the website
thisissodumb.com.
We dropped the net zero account. So thisissodumb.com, and then also check out the Instagram and the Twitter feed, the old twat machine, So Dumb Podcast.
Yeah, we'll be posting stupid little things on there that our three followers.
That's right.
Are we up to four yet? On Twitter?
We have 7 followers. We've nearly doubled.
Well,
2 of them are the same person, and then 2 of them are us.
Okay.
One of them's your mom.
Yeah.
And then there's 2 other people.
Yeah, you like we talked about before, my mother's a fucking powerhouse on Twitter, so.
Super fan. Yeah. She's also a super fan.
Yeah, we need to get her 4,000, 5,000 followers to follow us, too.
It's not going to help our cause when we say it's only a joke, though.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah,
it's not going to help.
Yeah,
our cause.
I think her constituents on Twitter have a little lean to them.
Yeah,
you know, I think that's true.
I think they're going to enjoy it.
Yeah,
I'm just going to be concerned that they do.
Yeah, you know, they'll have a closet full of red hats, but you know,
closet full. Hey, speaking of which, what we should do, and I'm going to say it out loud, and I'm going to look you right in the eyes. Is kiss. So what we should do is announce on Twitter and the old Instagram that we are going to be taping next week at the specified time we're taping, which is supposed to be Sundays at 8, but we move it around. But anyway, live twat us on the twat machine.
Yeah.
And then we'll read your tweets live on air. You won't hear them live. You'll hear them the next day.
Yeah. I think the first tweet that we're going to get is stop calling it twat and twat machine.
The twat machine. I'm not stopping calling it the twat machine. I think it's awesome. We're doing it. So anyway, hit the twat machine. So Dumb Podcast. Instagram as well. And then check out the website for some serious mediocre content.
Hey, who...
And the podcast.
Who... That logo on our website. Who made that?
You know who did it. It's our buddies over at 14 Finches.
Shout out to 14 Finches.
14finches.com. If you visit the website and you visit Twitter and you visit Instagram, much like me, when I'm hiding in the bathroom after seeing a nice softcore, it's splashed all over the place. Great logo by 14 Finches. Big sponsor of the podcast. Thank you, sir.
Yes. So let's get into this thing.
Yeah. How was your week?
My week was good.
Yeah.
Went to the doctor today for a little follow-up on the old gigantic testicle.
Whoa. Whoa. This is big news.
It's, yeah. Huge.
Huge news?
Yeah. Yeah, I got this thing for life, my dude.
For real?
Yeah. What the
fuck? What was that? You just threw it on the table?
Dude, that's how heavy it is. It just clonks around. Did you get that?
Shit.
Yeah. Sorry, oh, that's my job. Sorry, yeah, I forgot. It. Yeah.
I'll get it next time.
It's called a hydrocell.
All right.
And it is a...
I think I had that one on my Prius, right?
Yeah, yeah.
A hydrocell?
Yeah. It's a water-based fuel economy.
Yeah. In your testicles?
In my testicle. Because this shit will just keep running, if you know what I mean.
All right. Hydrocell. Yeah. Hit me.
Basically, it's a... Jeez. What
the... Why did you just hit me with it?
You told me to. So, this...
It's going to happen like five more times. I know.
Switch that shit over to the other side.
All right. Ready? Ready? Yep. Hit the mute button.
Okay. Oh, damn. Mute. Where are you? Mute.
Boom.
I found it.
So much better.
Okay.
I'm done.
That's what she said.
12 seconds. That's a record, everybody.
So, a hydrocell. Google it. What it is a... it's almost like a cyst.
I'm on it.
Yep. So, it's almost like a cyst. But it's just a fluid-filled extension of my testicle. That shit's going to be there forever.
It's a fluid-filled sack of shit like you.
And the doctor was basically like, listen, you can get it drained. It's going to come back. You can get it removed. It's going to come back. He's like, you pretty much got this thing for life. He goes, it's not going to do anything. I go, it is doing something. It's making me uncomfortable as fuck in hell. Because I get this gigantic testicle. So I got a tangerine ball for the rest of my life now.
Is it colored like tangerine?
No, it's just my skin color, dude.
You know what you need to do?
Orange complexion.
You know what you need to do? I believe it's an E! Show. The missus was watching it the other day. It's called Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah, I follow her on Instagram and watch her videos all the time.
It is nasty.
Yeah.
You need to go to her. She is not, I don't care what anyone says, that ain't no doctor, because she's not allowed to do anything. She's tugging at people's zits and warts and stuff,
like,
and they're
get,
right
like,
next
those
to
big lumps, and she just goes and like squeezes them. She's awesome. Like, she's like, oh yeah, she just start like massaging them.
Which is fine. If you've got a giant one on your back and you're like 16 years old and it's like, you know, an inflamed like ingrown hair or something.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. If that's your deal and you want to, you know, whiz off to it, go nuts. But these people go in there with like, I've got this thing on my eyelid that I need you to, and it's like, no, nothing. No one goes under. Like, it's just in there. And this other one yesterday, she's like tugging at this nodule on this woman's neck, and she's like, I can feel that down into my leg. She's like, it must be wrapped around the nerve, and she just keeps yanking at it.
Yeah, she's a doctor.
Fucking crazy. Let's read what this gang, a hydrocell. Hydrocell.
Hydrocell? Hydrocell, hydrocell, yeah. C-E-L-E. Right.
Nah, it's probably two different things. It's a type of swelling in the scrotum that occurs when fluid collects in the thin sheath.
It ain't thin,
around
buddy.
A testicle.
It ain't thin.
I usually go and get the thin sheaths at CVS, but they run out a lot. You know, the extra sensi. Hydrocell is common in newborns and usually disappears without treatment by age one. Older boys and adult men can develop hydrocell due to inflammation or injury within the scrotum. Dennis,
dude, I just
dive in.
All right, so about 10 years ago,
got it.
I got in some pretty kinky stuff.
Yep.
And since then, the only way I can get hard is just to lay my testicles on the table and just punch them. Fucking hammer fist them. I gotta hammer fist those shits to get myself hard.
No, seriously, did you have something?
You know, my kid, both of them, for some, love to fucking walk up and punch me in the balls. They think it's hilarious. And it's a rule in the house. Don't hit daddy in the nuggets.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And like, we're playing, fighting, right for the nuggets every time. So
that's not a rule in our house. In fact, I taught the boys what a cup check is.
Oh, yeah?
So every now and again, they'll forget and then remember, and all of a sudden, they'll just pull it out on me, be like, cup check, and just hit me right in the nuts.
Yeah.
And it hurts, but it's kind of funny. The only rule I have is no headshots.
Oh, okay.
I see red whenever I get hit in the head. I don't know why.
Yeah, I get hydrocels when I get hit in the testicles, so.
Apparently.
Yeah, so that's why that's a rule in this house now.
I should let those kids speed bag my nutsack. I need a little heft down
there.
Yeah,
yeah. You don't want this heft, man. You saw the picture.
Oh, wait a second.
Did we describe the picture before to people?
No, I'm going to. Yeah. Well, describe it again while I actually pull up pictures of it.
Well, our little group of friends here didn't believe when I told them how big my Tesco was. I told them it was like a halo orange, like the little tangerines. They said, there's no fucking way. So one night I came home, I was a little buzzed and was in the kitchen in my boxers, and I'm like, oh my God, look at, we have a regular navel orange and we have a Shakey's looking at pictures huge testicles, I think, and his face is fucking, he's going to throw up.
Look at this picture. This is, can I get it to come up? This is, oh no. Ah!
Oh man.
There's a testicle it's the size of a potato. And is that urine?
No, dude, that's the liquid at the hydrocell.
Oh, I'm going to fucking throw up.
Yeah,
this guy's
a water balloon.
He doesn't have regular surgery gloves. This guy's going in like he's touching something radioactive. And he makes a incision in this testicle that's the size of a potato and is squeezing it clearly, and this fluid is just squirting out of it.
Yeah. I mean, if you count both of them, I'm packing a russet down there.
Hey, can I do that to you?
No, you can't.
Why not?
Yeah.
I'll scrub in. Dr. Pimple Popper, we just talked about it. She doesn't, it's local anesthesia.
Yeah.
I'll get some like.
You get some Aura gel. Yeah,
we'll do some Kitty Dukakis. You can have some rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
We'll go right down.
So anyways, I took a picture holding a navel orange in a tangelo or a halo on either side of my giant testicle. And it's not as big as a halo. It's bigger than a halo. You're welcome, America.
I've got to stop looking at these pictures. This is horrific.
Yeah. Dude, you know what? I'm living those pictures,
no.
My dude. I'm living them.
Look at this poor thing. Look at this poor kid. Look at him. He's got a hydrocell. Look, this kid's like four.
Yeah, okay. Just so everyone knows, it's a picture of a fully clothed kid, like holding, like he just got kicked in the nuts.
Oh.
It's not like a little kid's penis he's showing me. Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
That was not...
He's fully clothed. He's wearing some tough skins.
Well,
for sure.
I'll tell you what. Since we're on that pedo tip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Let's, want to jump into what's going on with James Gunn in the news already?
Oh, man. So, as the story goes, today in the news, James Gunn fired as Guardians of the Galaxy 3 director following resurfaced old tweets. So, there's a whole bunch of tweets apparently that he ended up deleting that were quote unquote old.
Ten years ago.
How old is the Twat Machine? 10 years? Is Twitter that old?
They were that old 10 years ago.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Right. And okay. I'm just gonna lay it out here.
Yeah.
We're fucked.
Yeah, I know, right?
These tweets are offensive, and some of them are, you know. By the way, they're all, I laughed at every single one of them I read. They're all right in our wheelhouse.
There was one or two I'm like, nah, I didn't get that one. But the other ones I'm like, I get it. That's funny.
But, you know, if you're like, if you've been tweeting for 10 years, you must have tens of thousands of tweets, right?
Yeah.
I think they highlighted like 26.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. Who's not going to make a joke about, you know,
and apparently,
a little dude?
Apparently this surfaced about 6 years ago. And he's like, sorry. You know, that was fucking 6 years ago, and now it's coming out again.
But why do you have to apologize? That's the thing I don't understand.
He didn't apologize. What he did was he said, listen, I made those. He goes, I was trying to be provocative, and I was trying to, you know, say outrageous things. And that's exactly what I did. I said outrageous things. He goes, it's not like I was out there practicing what I was putting out there. It's like I wasn't sucking a little kid's dick. You know, I was just saying it to get a reaction. And...
Can I just say one fucking thing?
Yeah, dude.
I hate Firefox.
Why are you using this thing? Why are you using Firefox?
It's the default thing.
You do not change your default browser?
I need a 12-year-old.
Come on, dude.
Speaking of pedos, jeez. Give me a 12-year-old. All right, let's...
Give me a nude 12-year-old.
Let me see if we can get some of these tweets, because I think they're funny. Let's see.
Come on.
See if I can scroll in here. Fuck, I can't even get this thing to blow up.
You can't?
Oh, one of them says, 3 men and a baby, ... they had sex with. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's one. Here's one that makes no sense. This hotel shower is the weakest ever. Felt like a 3-year-old was peeing on my head. How is that pedophilic?
Because it's a 3-year-old peeing.
If you have a three...
That's so sexual.
You know what? If you have a 3-year-old and you've ever gotten peed on, you know exactly what that means. That's a terrible shower, Hilton.
Thanks a lot, Paris.
Oh, here's another one. This is exactly when we send back and forth show notes. Yeah. This is exactly what this looks like. Eagle snatches kid, in quotes, is what I call it when I get lucky.
Yeah.
The Hardy Boys and the mystery of what it feels like when Uncle Bernie fists me.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Did you hear the kind of twist on this thing? Okay. So me and you in agreement that, you know, just because you joke about it's jokes. What the fuck is wrong with everybody?
When people take things out of context like that, and this is not obviously, this isn't taken out of context. The context is just a joke, right? Yeah. It's supposed to be salacious, funny, like weird, and it's supposed to be inappropriate, and that's why it's funny.
Yeah.
There's no reason to apologize for this stuff, in my opinion.
I agree.
I think it sucks that you have to, but anybody can take a snippet of any joke that's said. Anybody can take a snippet of one of these jokes that we say. And by the way, they're supposed to be jokes. I know they're not funny, but they're jokes. And then misconstrue them to mean something that they actually absolutely don't. I used misconstrued. Did I use that appropriately?
Yeah, it was fucking spot on.
Fuck. It's going to rant. Yeah. I didn't know this was a rant.
It's fucking rants and raves. So the little twist of this that I've read up on is the guy who did this kind of witch hunt and found these things.
Was a real witch?
Yeah, he was a warlock. No, his name was... Mike Cernovic, and he's a known troll type guy, and he found all these things and he posted them. Now here are some of Mike Cernovic's tweets.
Oh, you're about to get exposed, Cernovic. We're about to lose a follower, though.
A woman over 40 is indistinguishable from a tranny.
That's one of Mike's, or it's one of Gunn's?
That's one of Mike's. The guy who threw Tim Gunn under the bus for his.
Well, which woman?
I think he means any woman over 40 ends up looking like a tranny. And, and he uses the word tranny, not trans woman.
That's pretty... I'm sorry, Billy Lee, if you're listening. I'm sorry you had to listen to that. Go ahead. A little more from Mike Cernovic. Or not. All right.
He also wrote, a whore will let her friend ruin your life with a false rape case. So why would I care if women are raped?
Is this an actual?
These are actual
prostitute? No, like a prostitute will do that.
No,
because I have concerns about going to prostitutes in the first place.
Do they charge too much?
Well, yeah. First of all, and second of all, AIDS. Is that a thing, or is that flat Earth?
But, is that flat Earth?
Yeah, like AIDS. It's not. Doesn't really exist. It's like flat Earth.
Not anymore. AIDS is pretty much gone by the wayside.
Oh man,
it's like a flu now.
Penicillin.
Do you want one more of this guy's tweets? Are you done with this clown?
I'm almost done, but just give me one more.
Okay, when was the last time women organized to support a men's rights issue? Stop being fags. Who cares about breast cancer and rape? Not me.
This is the dude that outed
this
him?
Is the dude that outed James Gunn. He's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, did he make Guardians of the Galaxy 1 or 2? No. Did James Gunn make both of those?
Yeah, he made one or two.
I saw bits and pieces of 2. I thought it was a hand job.
It was good. Nah, I enjoyed it.
Nope.
Like a hand job.
Didn't like it.
I enjoyed it.
Did not like it.
You don't like hand jobs?
Uh-uh. What?
Wait a minute.
No, I love them, actually.
Oh,
did
shit.
You say like them? I said love them. All right, this is like way too serious right now. But
I just think it's like, another fucking person, makes jokes and then gets fired for it. It's getting fucking out of hand.
What is with the witch hunt and pedos? I mean, give those guys a break.
No, I mean, if he was a real pedophile, then fuck that guy. He shouldn't be working anywhere. He should be killed.
The entire white van industry would go kaput if it wasn't for pedophiles.
In FedEx? FedEx gets lots of white vans, and they just put that.
I think that's the same thing.
They only hire pedophiles.
Yeah. Did I ever show you that picture of the... it's an unfortunate spelling of the word rapping. It's like Dave the rapping clown, but it says Dave raping. The raping clown on the side of the van.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to meet that guy. He's fantastic.
Good old Dave.
Good old Elon Musk, who also is accusing people of being pedos. That guy's the fucking balls.
Okay. Fuck again. That's hilarious. That's the best fucking rebuttal. Because you know what? An American living in Thailand in his 40s, not married.
I mean.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know.
Yeah. If you put he's living the dream.
If you put all the listen, if we're calling James Gunn, you know, a pedo, this guy has got the profile.
No shit.
Allegedly, don't sue us.
Yeah, please.
Please. We do have an army of lawyers behind us.
Yeah.
Like David Comey, the attorney that rocks.
He does.
Not a sponsor, but maybe. Maybe someday. He's got a billboard.
He does. And he has sweet ass dreadlocks too.
He's got fucking sweet ass dreadlocks.
Yeah, so Elon Musk, just trying to be a good guy. Like, I understand maybe, like, okay, listen, Elon, you don't need to send a fucking submarine down to save these kids.
No,
but you
it's
don't have to
just
be a dick about it.
Ow, Elon's fucking, he's over the top. I told you last episode, call back to last episode when I said Elon Musk, just focus on one fucking thing. But now he's focused on calling people pedos, which I think is hilarious, so I think he should keep it up.
Yeah, but then he apologized.
Wah. I can't wait until we have to do like a whole episode and apologize for everything. We should do that. That would be fucking awesome.
Sorry, Heather.
No. Heather, again, can't apologize enough for not calling Heather the first ever podcast.
You're a real
listener.
Piece of shit.
Do you think she's listened to anything since then?
Since the first time we sent her one to listen to?
Was it number one or was it number two?
I think it was number two because number one was, you know, 18 minutes.
Number one was a number two. Yeah. Bum, bum. Speaking of number two, in the news this week, San Francisco's poop problem and homelessness crisis is so dire that the city's new mayor said she saw more feces on the street than she's ever seen. I don't know where she hangs out, but apparently it's not in San Francisco because there's shit all over the fucking street because that thing is crawling with homeless people.
You know, I heard that they actually made an app for, like, poop app.
The PAP?
That basically is like, hey, you know, avoid this street. It's got poop everywhere. I'm not sure if that's how that app worked. But...
So I doubt it. Because you know what they should... It's like Frogger. That's the app you should have. That's San Francisco.
I mean, you lived in San Francisco.
Yeah, little known fact, and probably not a shock after all this ridiculous character assassination you've done of me as of late, but I lived in San Francisco. Lovely city. I also lived up on a hill, and
shit rolls downhill, right?
No, the theory is, and it holds true, homeless people and zombies don't walk up hills.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, when you live up the hill, there's no homeless people, but like down on, down by the piers, it's littered with homeless people. In fact, one of the best things ever, you know, in Austin we had Leslie was like cross-dresser, ran around. Do you ever were you here when he was
But I heard about Leslie.
Guy was a maniac, but he was a legend, right? So the legend in San Francisco is a guy who hangs out at the pier and has basically a branch that he puts in front of himself and pretends to be a bush, like in the middle of the street, and people will walk by and not realize it, and then he just
scares
the
shit out of
just goes blah. He scares the shit out of people, and we would go down to the pier, and I'd watch this for like 2 hours. He would, you know, he'd scare the shit out of somebody, and you just wait like 2 minutes, and there's another, you know, dozen people go by, and he would scare the shit out of this guy. I saw this guy take a swing at him one time because he scared his lady. It was fucking awesome.
I seen like YouTube videos of someone doing that, and I wonder if it's that guy.
It probably is that guy. I don't know where the fuck he finds a bush, but
he shaves his pubes, man.
That place was shaved clean. San Francisco is a beautiful city. I love living there. There's a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, I mean, but that's all you ever hear about San Francisco is the homeless problem that's there. And is it just because it's so beautiful there and it's like easy to live
Yeah, it's when you go down, when you live downtown, I mean, the weather's beautiful. What is this saying? Like, the coldest winter I ever spent was summer in San Francisco. It gets cold, like, in the summertime, for sure. The wind comes in off the ocean. And that's a fucking scientific fact that will be on corrections next week.
Off the ocean.
I remember when we first moved there. Absolute. Coming from Boston and working downtown in Boston a lot with my old man, you would think this is such a fucking rookie move. It's so, like, fucking embarrassing. So we moved to San Francisco. We put our shit in storage. We lived in this, like, this place where we just crashed with a bunch of buddies until my wife and
homeless
I
shelter.
Found... It was downtown. We would take a shit outside, and it would be great. I called it organic gardening.
Yeah.
Urban composting. So we put our stuff in storage. So I'll rent a U-Haul to go grab it to move to the new place. We park it out front. I'm about to go inside. This one guy comes up and says, "Hey, can I help you out? Can I carry some stuff just for, you know, like $10, whatever?" I was like, "Nah, man, we're good. Go upstairs. First thing we grab is like the TV and a bunch of stuff. We put it in the back of the U-Haul and I close the door. I don't lock it. I come back down like 10 minutes later. We roll up the door. The wife exclaims before the door is even like a foot off the ground. So it's almost like she knew it. She's like, "The fucking TV's gone." So I then proceed to like sprint down every alley. I started shaking down every homeless guy I could find. Like, who? This was back in like the CRT days. Like, this thing was fucking heavy. It was like 70 pounds. Shaking down every homeless guy I could find. Like, where the fuck is my TV? Like, throwing them in a dumpster, basically.
Yeah.
Because that's where they belong.
Yeah.
For stealing my television.
Yeah.
So you know what happened?
You got a fucking flat screen.
I did get a flat screen. It was fucking awesome, by the way.
Still have it.
It was so great. But the other part was the rest of the homeless community in the 2 years I was there didn't get a fucking dime from me because they had my TV.
Yeah.
And they probably sold it.
Yeah. They probably got like
$10.
$17 for that thing.
Homeless guy stole my TV in San Francisco. What the fuck are they going to do with a TV? Imagine if you rolled up and someone was just taking a dump right next to your TV.
Yeah. Like, they have it on top of a dumpster and an extension cord that goes up, and it's on some fucking, like, an antenna wrapped around.
Yeah.
Like, he's just sitting there taking a dump and watching it while it's on top of the dumpster.
I would be afraid that they kick in the screen and just use it to take a dump in.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, hey, we're trying to be environmentally conscious here.
Yeah.
Fucking CRT TV. I can't believe I ever had one of those. You know what? I got... What the fuck is going on today?
Dude, I don't know.
We paid top dollar for this stuff, and there's all kinds of, like, brams.
Yeah.
San Francisco was awesome, though.
Yeah.
Did you ever make it out there?
Yeah, we went. We visited. We went to, you know, we did the Golden Gate Bridge. We walked that and then got some, you know, Chinese food and dim sum, all that stuff. Because the Chinese food there is legit.
It is. You know why?
It's too legit, actually.
Tons of Japanese people there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tons.
Yeah, it's the Asian haven.
Yeah. Did you get hit on?
No. One time I got hit on when we were on our cross country trip was in Seattle, and we were walking by. We're going to the what's that there? The
Space Needle.
We're going to the Space Needle. We're walking, and like 2 blocks from the Space Needle is a methadone clinic.
Yeah.
And I was walking by, and there was like a 400-pound, 6'7", flamboyantly gay gentleman who said, "Hey, baby," whistled at me.
Yeah.
And I was walking with my wife, and I just looked at him, and he was waving at me and blowing me kisses. Man. And I'm like, "I'll see you later, honey. I guess to go get my dick sucked."
That would be the only circumstance where you'd be a bear and yet be an absolute power bottom.
Yeah.
Guy would roll up on you like nobody's business.
Yeah. So that happened. Clinic, that was,
That's good stuff. So, you know, I mean, the guy's clean as a whistle.
Yeah. I mean,
he's cleaned up his act. He definitely. Yeah. Wasn't sharing needles.
Nope.
Yeah, San Francisco. What a haven.
I would
have fucking cleaned house.
Yeah, you must have been.
I just loved to smoke pole.
Yeah, did you get hit on a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, must feel good. Must feel nice to be wanted by someone.
It does. It still does. I'm still a hit with the ladies, not so much, but the gay community loves the kid. Loves it.
Yeah, you say that, but I've been out with you. The chicks like you.
The older crowd, 60, 70 years old.
Oh, please.
I'm a hit. The old Bengay.
They just smell like mothballs.
Exactly.
Have you ever smelled mothballs?
Dust that thing off. Have I ever smelled mothballs?
Yeah.
No. I've seen them. They're potent, right? Are they strong?
I must ask again and say yes this time. Have you ever smelled mothballs?
Oh, yeah.
How'd you get their little legs open? Yeah, you can use that one.
Holy shit, I'm going to ask you again. Yeah. I was like, why the fuck are you asking me again? I just fucking told you. Oh, man. Oh, you know what? That reminds me. There was another story about a homeless guy that tied a woman to a tree with her earbuds.
Yeah.
She accused this guy.
She couldn't break free?
No, I don't think so. Something doesn't sound right there.
Yeah.
I believe actually what I said when I sent it to you was, something smells fishy, and it's not the homeless guy.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not the woman either. It was a story. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If I was implying that maybe she hadn't showered.
Yeah, I mean, when I don't shower, I smell like fish.
Yeah. You kind of...
Yeah, I mean, homeless people do crazy stuff because most of them are crazy. You're not homeless because you lost your job and stuff like that. I mean, some people aren't.
Come on.
But the homeless that are going to attack you are crazy people.
Wait a second. Didn't you ever see The Blind Side? Wasn't that kid homeless?
No. He had a home. It was like a couch that had holes in it.
Oh, I never saw The Blind Side, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Wait, there's all kinds of stories about homeless people that make it. American Sniper?
I'm pretty sure he wasn't homeless.
No?
No.
Oh.
No, and he didn't make it either.
Was he the...
Yeah, he died. He died at the end of...
Did he?
Of his life, yeah. Oh.
Much love.
Yeah. Thank you. Shout out to Chris Kyle.
Who do you believe... Chris Kyle or Jesse Ventura? By the way, this we're about to... You might want to pull the plug on this because this is going to get his fucking death threats.
No. Okay. So, apparently, Jesse Ventura won the court case. So, there was a court case.
I know.
He sued and he won. So, but I think that dude was dead by then.
So, you got to believe Jesse the body? So, yeah, he can't defend himself. But there were inaccuracies in that book, though, right?
I'm sure there was, but you know what? That guy did go in over and kill people, and what are you going
to
do?
You know what? A good point to that is name three groups that comprise the early 90s supergroup, the East Coast Family. Give me all three of them.
Okay. ABC,
mm-hmm.
BBD,
mm-hmm.
and Boyz II Men.
Shit, that is them.
Yeah. Do you know what?
Boyz II Men,
BBD.
ABC, BBD.
The East Coast Family, yeah. That was easy.
Never skipped a beat.
Never.
While cruising on Charles Street. That was way too easy.
Yeah.
All right,
that's how I roll.
All right, so then name three, this is going off the top of my head, three early 90s white rappers, and you can include rap duos.
Okay, Snow.
Informer.
Just somebody up a black blue.
I like you, boom, boom, down.
Do you remember... Jim Carrey did Snow. It was called Imposter, and it was on in Living Color.
Yeah.
It was like Imposter, and he's like, blah, 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 blah. It was great. You need to watch that.
Have you? So, have you ever watched back in Living Color any of the episodes? Like lately?
The latest one I watched was Imposter with Jim Carrey and the bodybuilder lady. That Jim Carrey did?
Yes.
Yeah. I watched that one recently.
That one, so that one would absolutely get you in trouble these days.
Yeah.
And then the other one where they did the two...
the movie review guys?
Yeah.
Hated it.
Yeah. Exactly.
It would not fly now.
One of their most popular bits.
Yeah. Would not fly.
Tying back to the beginning of the episode, which is like the stuff you could get away with before, apparently you can't get away with now.
Yeah.
So how come nobody is busting down David Alan Grier's door because he did that? You know why? Because who gives a shit?
Yeah. It's because it was fucking hilarious. And people like the same
if
people.
If he was
who,
a white dude, I bet they would.
Nah.
I went there.
Yeah. White privilege. That's what happens.
People.
People are, you know, people are paying for their white privilege.
People are people.
The stupidest one was, what was it, the headless detective? Or the.
Oh, the, yeah, the head detective.
The head detective.
Johnny, kick me.
It was so stupid. Every episode, they would just have to throw him or kick him at the guy.
In Living Color was fucking great.
Yeah.
You know what? That was a time when SNL was kind of a little bit down. And In Living Color was like way pushing the needle.
Yeah.
That show was a fucking balls.
It really was. It was really good.
Chappelle Show was kind of the same thing, right? I mean, whenever SNL takes a dip, somebody else comes in and like fills the gap.
What Chappelle did was fucking incredible, though. He was only on for like 2 seasons, and he changed the way people do, you know, comedy shows. It's crazy.
He changed the way this show. We were heading one direction. We were talking about soup.
Yeah.
And recipes.
Yeah. We're like, nope. This is a pumpkin bisque.
We were Sammarco fans. Not anymore.
Yep. No. So, should we go back to the white rappers?
Yeah.
All right. So, can I say Vanilla Ice, or is that a?
Just I think too it's easy? Too easy. Oh, okay. It is too easy. However, there is a white rapper that went after Vanilla Ice, a series, a duo, if you will.
PM Dawn.
Nope.
No, they were definitely not. What was that? Was it Not All for One?
What?
No, there was one. Was it All for One?
I'm not talking about like those.
I know. Not boy band, I know.
Are you talking about? I want to sex you up. I'm not talking about those guys.
Oh, okay. That's too bad, because that song is fucking awesome.
Yeah, that song is pretty good.
Man, more white rappers. Any good?
Like third one? Base. Third base?
No.
What song? When third base made fun of Vanilla Ice?
Nope.
The fuck was that song's name?
Third base.
Third base. Yo, here, I'll pull it up. Give me another one.
Give you another one what? Another white rapper?
Come on.
I gave you.
Yeah. Give me another one. Give me another white rapper.
Back then? 80s, early 90s?
Just give me fucking something.
Eminem. That's a white rapper. Piece of shit.
Was he even... Did you get that?
No.
Shit.
You didn't warn me.
Third base. If you Google third base, you're not going to get anywhere. Hang on. Third base rapper.
Third base rap group.
You'll recognize it. This guy's got like a really... He's a white dude with a really tall... Oh, yeah. The gas face. Give him the gas face. Remember?
Nope. Never
For
heard
real?
It. Never heard it.
Hang on.
How can you make fun of Snow? Dude, Informer was a jam. That dude went to jail for murder.
This white dude, he wore like a Malcolm X hat and shit.
Oh, like the tall?
Yeah. Look at that guy. You know that guy.
Third First base. Of all, is that really third base?
Yeah, that's third base.
Oh, white rappers? How about Beastie Boys, motherfucker?
I walked into that one.
Yeah, you did.
Actually, I don't even have any of those.
Yeah. I don't even have any of them.
I can't believe you don't give him the gas face.
Nope.
What was that one they sang about? What's his name? Fucking Vanilla Ice.
Snow.
Oh, you know Vanilla what? Ice. This is compelling. This is fucking compelling.
Yeah. Let's get off of this shit.
And get on to some
other shit.
Penis. All right. What the fuck do you have?
I have hydrocele. Okay. That's what I get.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
I get that big old testy.
I forgot to give you my update.
Oh, shit.
So, I went to, started going to PT for my back. Went to Arosti. You know what Arosti is?
Arosti, yeah.
Yeah. You know what it means? It means rip off.
Yeah, it means...
In every fucking language ever.
Yeah, it's a CrossFit gimmick.
Yeah. You go in there and they're like, we're going to get you healthy in 3 to 5 visits. You're going to feel 75% better. And then the dude... He basically like holds his fingers up and he's like, all right, do like a back bend. All right, yeah, you're way out of alignment, so I'm gonna like give you a rub down and I'm gonna, you know, let's do it again. And then you don't move any differently, and he's like, see, look at that, my thumbs that I'm holding up are they're totally in alignment now, so here's our plan in 3 to 5. And he's writing it on like on a whiteboard, and it's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Who sent you to Arosti?
Nobody.
Oh, okay.
I kind of sent myself. Yeah. Because I had heard that it works. However, I had significant suspicions because they're always like, we'll fix you in three visits, right? So I walk in the door and he's like, you know, what are you here for? I was like, mid-back issue. And he's like, okay, well, and I was like, hold on, bro.
Yeah.
I was
pop
like,
the brakes,
I got
Chad.
Three blown discs, 2 fake shoulders. I'm a fucking physical wreck. And then, you know, his face just drops and he's like, all right, well, maybe it's going to be like 4 to 6, but you're going to leave here feeling 75% better. And I was like, dude, if you can make me 10% better, you're a fucking miracle worker.
Yeah.
So long story short, it's like $35 for like a half an hour massage. And then he shows me workout videos that I already know how to do. That's basically it. That's what a Rossi is. It's like voodoo, voodoo medicine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's snake oil.
He might as well be just, having a snake by my left one.
And then saying, old lefty? Like, hey,
yeah, hydrocell. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. I could have told you that. Don't go to a chiropractor either. That's another fucking thing.
No, that's a...
Yeah, that's a real fucking scam.
But this guy is, like, certified. That's their fucking spiel. Like, listen, you can go to a physical therapist. You can go to a massage therapist. You can go to a chiropractor. You can go to a dude that does, what do they call that needle shit?
Acupuncture?
Nope, darts. You can go see a dart guy. But I do all those things. So I incorporate all those disciplines. And he's got like all these fucking plaques on the wall. And I took a picture of him. I looked him up. And basically, they're like online courses you can go fucking get. As a side note, I don't think Arosti is going to be a sponsor anytime soon. But I mean, long story short, I get to go through this. I think it's funny that I get to go in every time. And he's like, hey, how do you feel? You know, you were at a 7 last time on a pain scale from like 0 to 10, 10 being the worst. How do you feel? And I'm like,
8.
I'm kind of at like a 7.5 today. He's like, are you doing the exercises? And I do them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing the exercises. And he's like, you know, a lot of people come in here and say they're doing the exercises. And I was like, no, I'm doing the exercises, man. I ain't getting any better. But, you know, give me the old $35 rub down.
Does he give you a good massage?
Not really.
Would you be better off paying $50 and getting a good massage from someone?
I thought about that today when he's putting his medial fucking mitts on me. Breathing down. You know what the worst part about the massage is?
You need an Asian fucking foot in you.
You, exactly.
Wait a minute.
Yes. No, I like where your head's at. I like where your head's at with this one. The,
a tiny Asian foot right inside you.
Have you ever gotten a massage from a dude?
No.
Okay.
I've never gotten a massage.
Here's what happens. You never think about it. You never think about it at all.
Until
what? Wait a second. You've never gotten a massage?
Never. No.
No, seriously.
I swear, I've never gotten a massage.
Is this one of the things where you're going to be like, my wife won't let someone put their hands on me?
No. Dude, you've never been a fucking giant guy like me, okay?
When you're Yes, I have. You're so full of shit. Oh, my God. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Shaky Will's older brother. Find that fucking picture of me on the moped.
Yeah. How old were you on the moped?
Going into high school.
Okay, so you're a child still. Okay.
I'm a teenager. I'm a young healthy man.
You're a fucking just a young buck
on a moped.
No, when you get old man bones, okay?
Yeah.
That should it's not fucking gonna do anything for me. I'm too big.
Hey, dickhead. It does do. What are you talking about?
First of all, I don't fucking need one. I'm not in pain anywhere.
It has
except
nothing
for my
to do
testicle.
With. It has nothing to do with needing one. It has to do with like it feels fucking great.
Yeah.
Ah, you're out of your mind.
Okay, so all you were going to say. So you don't pay attention until it moves, right? Is that what you're going to say? As soon as it moves, you go, wait a minute.
No, that does, and especially when it's like when you're getting a full blown massage.
Yeah.
They get really like the thumbs like get right up in there like they're about to you know from the revert like you're on your stomach and they're getting in there like the thighs all the way up and you're like please don't. I'm sorry I say please do. But this dude when you get one from a guy you don't it never strikes your mind when you're getting one from at least mine from a this is gonna make me sound. This is not going to help my thing of like, hey, I'm definitely not homosexual at all. It never crosses my mind at all when a woman's giving me a massage when she's like rubbing up against you, right? When she's like leaning over you doing that stuff. But whenever a dude does it and is like his belt buckle grazes like your hand.
Yeah.
It's all I think about. My body must tense up like a motherfucker because I'm like, Jesus Christ, is he really, like, is he putting his dick next to me or is my hand in the wrong place? I don't even know.
What signal do I give him to let him know it's the go ahead?
It's on like Donkey Kong. Yeah.
Yeah. Do I reach back and spread my butt cheeks or?
Yeah. And this guy, the Arosti guy, is probably like, hey, anything for a buck, you know, if we'll come back, 35 bucks, a little handy.
You should tell him is you'll give him a plaque to put on the wall.
Yeah. Who would you?
No.
Would you pay to give a woman a hand job?
No.
Wait, because yeah, I was just thinking, wait, for $35, he's putting his dick in my hand. Like, I'd be giving him a hand job and then paying him $35.
Yeah, that's a great deal for him.
Arosti, what a fucking great scam this is!
You just totally changed your mind on this. Yeah. It's a gigolo.
$35. I might throw digits for $35.
Yeah, I mean, it's $35, but you know,
depends. Can I be choosy about the clientele, though?
You know, I thought about this, like, you know, fingering has got to be gross for a woman, because you know, what are the chances that the guy had just cleaned his fingernails and washed his hands and did all that shit, and he's sticking those filthy fucking things into a girl? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's such a rookie move, like.
Yeah, and especially if you have, like, hangnail, or you, like, bite your fingernails and shit.
Yeah, which I do. And,
you get all kinds of, like, errant fucking hard skin flying around. Like, ugh.
Yeah, like, I
You try I to do the bad. Come hither, and they're just like, you're no, scraping go me away. Up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you wrapped in fucking sandpaper over there, buddy?
Yeah, you fucking filthy.
Yeah, you dingus. Anyway. So I'm gonna ride this out just so I can at the very end.
You're still gonna go, even though it's a
$35 massage. I mean, it does feel pretty good. And he also gives me that cool tape. I got that fucking tape.
Yeah,
on there
I saw that on the back. I was gonna ask you if you got like an implant from an.
Did you get that?
I got it. Yeah.
You know, I always thought that was bullshit, but they put it on last time across the back.
Yeah,
it worked, and I that's the first time it's ever happened. I always thought it was bullshit. It actually does, or did help to a degree.
Help your posture or what?
Okay. It kind of helped, like, tighten everything, like pull the shoulders back.
Yeah,
you would think it wouldn't, but it actually, it's almost like it reminds your skin.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's just because it's a little nag and you have to stand that way for it to not bother you.
Yeah, those broads who get Botox, they just need some of this athletic tape.
Yeah.
It'll, like, fucking tighten up. Did you ever look at yourself in the mirror? Oh, you're not old enough. And then, like, you take your fingers right next to your, like, temples, and you just pull them back slightly, and then you're just like, now I get it. I get why they chase that dream. Because you do. When I do that, dude, I look like 10 years younger. Check me out. Wait, hang on. I'll turn the light on.
What do you mean?
Why is the light off?
We're not sitting here in the dark. What are you talking about? All right, let me see this. Let me see.
My eyes are up here.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yep.
Right?
No, you're just making the Chinese eyes.
No, I'm not, you fucking idiot. Wait, let me go back further. Hang on. I got to take the headphones off. Ready?
Yeah.
Take a look.
Okay. You fucking...
Yes!
Mental.
It works. Yeah. It works. I get it now.
Okay.
I would never get Botox.
Yeah, you're okay. That being said, I have an appointment with the Arosti Botox
guy.
There's
nothing. I would much... If you stacked up a woman who had fake hands and Botox next to, like, an actual woman of her age, I would absolutely take the aged woman. I'd take the Tommy Lee Jones over the over the Tom Selleck any day.
Tom Selleck had work done, huh?
I couldn't think of another Tom name. Of a guy who maybe didn't have work.
Brady.
Stallone? Tom Brady.
Did you see
Tom Brady? So Tom Brady has there's a picture of Tom Brady at the beach with Giselle. My God.
She is fantastic.
My God.
Yeah.
He's got dad bod. The dude has got, like, total dad. Doesn't look like he works out at all.
Most NFL quarterbacks aren't, like, shredded.
Do you know what that does for me? My confidence went through the roof. Yeah. I was like, holy cow. Yeah.
All you need is $400 million and to be well known.
God, she's got...
Oh, my God.
Her body's ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. Noodles.
She squeezed out, what, like three kids? Two kids.
At least two. And...
Ladies, let that be a lesson to you. If Giselle can do it...
Yeah, I have no part of this. Zero part of this. I see. I think I know what's going on with your whole contraption there. You went under and up instead of over and down.
Well, because it annoys me when I can't see your beautiful blue eyes.
I do have some sparkling blues, huh?
Ladies, wait till we start posting some pictures of the D-bag on the old website.
You guys are going to be creaming.
Yeah.
Buy extra panties now, ladies.
Wait till it ends up on the twat machine and the Instacream. You're going to love it. Oh, man. All right. So should we... I mean, Giselle is obviously attainable at this point.
Okay.
Right. So in looking through the news, I pulled together a few more ladies, ladies this week that are girlfriend material based on our criteria. And okay. If you can remind everybody, what is the criteria?
The criteria is, do you want me to remind them what the criteria is?
Yeah.
Basically, we're going to give you three news stories of psychopathic ladies who've done horrible things. And pick which one of them is the, all of them most likely are going to be right for us. But one of them in particular is going to win girlfriend of the week.
They're all in the running. I'm not gonna lie to you. They are all right in the running. All right, number one. Former equestrian says she sprayed pig's blood in lover's home as revenge for an affair. Lizzie Purbrick, a former champion equestrian, admitted in British court that she... Oh, she's British. She got bad teeth. Scratch. That she scrawled
yeah, she got the accent, though. The accent
sucked. She scrawled rude messages.
Put it inside
oh,
my...
Oh, governor!
My axe wound!
Oh my god.
Spray a crumpet on me.
Put it on my tits, you fucking loser.
So hot.
Oh, yes, mom. Oh my god, look at this. Oh, this guy's a member of parliament. Look at this guy.
Ooh.
Would you put pig's blood on this guy's house?
Yeah. Look at that
like
guy.
He needs to get put down. Where is this girl? Is there a picture right here? So Let's just remind everybody, I only send the yeah. updates of, like, I don't read the articles. Yeah. I just read the...
He reads the headlines and sends them to me to read the whole fucking thing.
That's it.
And then makes... And then he says, this is what happened. I'm like, no, it's not what happened. You didn't read the fucking article.
All right, you ready?
All right, yeah,
That's number one.
Okay.
All right, so...
Mild.
Pig's
mild.
Blood.
It's pig's blood. Who gives a shit? You know what?
Yeah, but isn't that, don't you think that's like, okay, all right.
Yeah, I mean.
If you walked in and you were like, you saw something like, someone wrote on your wall like, you're a fucking loser.
You fucking wanker. Dude, our accents
you'd be
are
like,
awesome.
I know that. There are. Let's, I'm going to read it. Texas woman accused of biting off chunk of woman's nose, swallowing it.
Swallow?
So Texas woman accused of biting off a chunk of a woman's nose and swallowing it. A Texas woman had her Mike Tyson moment. Fox News is the best. All right, I got to be, Fox News is so fucking awesome.
Okay.
This is another one that's on Fox News. I'm just going to jump over to this because I thought it was hilarious. Fox News puts Florida man plan to set building on fire to kill all Jews, police said. And I'm pretty sure that's linked under the feel good story of the day.
Yeah.
Thanks, Fox News.
Yeah.
Fucking shit cans. A Texas woman had her Mike Tyson moment when she allegedly bit off a large chunk of another woman's nose. So basically, this woman is like a friend of two of these other girls. They all go out to a bar, and it's late at night, and one of them says, hey, let's go back to my place and keep drinking, which immediately you know that's how all my favorite pornography starts.
Yeah.
It's got girls in it instead, but that's fine. We'll get over that part. So eventually the woman says, hey, do you have cigarettes and booze? And the person who owns the house says, no, I don't. And then she gets all belligerent. They try to throw her out, and she jumps on her and bites her nose off.
Yeah.
Literally bites her nose off.
A part of her nose. Come on.
Would you trust her
to give you a blowjob? Yeah.
I never thought about
that. Yeah, the blowjob part is the the shaky part.
I thought about
part.
Like her on top and leaning down to give you a kiss and maybe ripping your ear off.
That's cool. It's the BJ part. I'd be like...
Let me rephrase that. I didn't think about that.
No.
I'm just saying, speaking out loud.
Yeah, but exactly. No, I think, a little psychopath is always hot. I think she's in the front. She's the front runner right now.
All
right,
let me give you another one. And I also call this one Hero of the Week, and I'll tell you why. Oklahoma medical board lawyer Julia Ezell charged with sending threats to herself. So this woman she's a top lawyer of the Oklahoma State Department of Health. She was advocating for medical marijuana. Hero of the week. Maybe even of the year. I don't use marijuana.
No, you don't use medical marijuana.
I don't use medical marijuana because it's illegal in Texas to do so. So I don't.
Yeah.
But if I did, if it was legal, she'd be the lawyer that I want. She's attractive. You can never tell with like those, you know what I mean?
Like those stock glamour shot photos with the suit on?
Well, no. These ones. I bet if she got in a suit, she'd be rather attractive.
Yeah. I mean, that's
and she likes to smoke weed, which is, that's in my wheel. And she's a lawyer.
Yeah.
Well, she's also got fired because she started sending herself like threatening texts and saying, hey, look at all these people are threatening my life.
Yeah.
She's got to screw loose.
What do you gain from doing something like that? Like, it's ascension. It's attention seeking. It's like Munchausen's. It's like, oh, poor me. I think that's going rampant nowadays. Everyone wants fucking sympathy. Like, posting, you know, my fucking car is broken down again. Bobby's back in jail. You know, blah, my life is terrible. How about you do a couple things? One, get rid of Bobby if he's in fucking jail every week.
Right.
That's first thing. Then maybe you'll free up an extra little bit of cash to fix your fucking car. Drive out of the shithole place you live in. Start waitressing somewhere else.
So, this is obviously a personal story.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. It sounds awfully familiar.
No, because I see it every friggin' day on Facebook. It's one person or another, and everyone wants sympathy. Everyone's, woe is me.
Well,
it's
no, like, in your defense, I believe I know who that one person is. Oh, okay. And it is one person who's doing it. It's Beverly D'Angelo.
She was hot back in the day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She was super. In the vacation movies.
European Vacation.
Christmas Vacation. Christmas Vacation is my absolute favorite.
Is your favorite out of the vacation movies, but not Beverly D'Angelo?
No, it's my favorite Beverly D'Angelo.
Really?
Yeah. The white shirt with the on Christmas Eve with the green skirt.
Oh, you don't remember it at all?
Not at all. It might have been have a brooch on it and it was a little bit open. Almost looked like a little teardrop.
Maybe she did a little striptease in European Vacation, and then she was on the billboards.
Yeah, it was too 80s though. I don't like the 80s.
I don't know. That was one of the first movies that I saw boobs in, so Rusty
burnt.
Griswold got to see a pair of German titties.
Rusty. Oh, when I went to France, I would tell that. So we went to the Czech Republic to visit the outlaws, the family.
Yeah.
We went to Germany. I got wasted and threw up in a hostel sink when it was 100 degrees out. And then I had to scoop it out. And then I threw up in it while I was scooping it out because it was fucking gross. This was a summer that was like one of the hottest at the time, like heat wave. Hottest heat wave for the summer was like hottest ever in Europe. And my wife was like, you are not fucking ruining this for me. We're in Munich. Like, this was, I planned this thing. We're going out. And so we were on bike rides and everything. And like 8 ounces of water is like $18.
Yeah.
And she has a picture of me just buck naked with my underwear over my eyes sleeping under a tree, where I was basically at one point I was like, I cannot move one more inch. I have got to like
take my clothes off and put my underwear on.
I'm
my
gonna
head?
Die. Well, it was a nude kind of park, so oh, okay. I was like, I'm absolutely stripping down because it was like 105 degrees out.
Yeah, which is going to be this weekend in Austin, Texas, by the way.
It's the Europe of America.
I'm going to be naked as well.
I can't wait to see that. I'm going to go a baptism in your pool and go hang out with you there as well. Where the fuck was I going with that?
We were talking about...
This is a fucking classic Shaky Will movie. Go ahead.
Movie?
Yeah. Move. Oh, European vacation. Yes, then we went to Paris and my whole thing was like...
You want to go around that rotary?
I'm gonna 50 times? Nope. I got like a $10 phony beret, and then I wrote Rusty on it. Yeah. And I walked around with Rusty. Not one person came up to me and like high fived me.
Yeah.
I got pictures with it and everything.
Yeah.
No, nobody.
I would have, man.
The French suck.
They smell like wee wee.
Lousy sense of humor. Let roll over for the fucking Germans.
Yeah.
Frogs.
Yeah. Would you stick a baguette in your butt?
I wonder if we have any listeners in France. We have a listener in China.
China, yeah. And someone in Alaska?
I gotta say, that's just bad geocaching.
Something's up with that.
Someone had a Huawei phone.
What's the deal with the Huawei phones? Are they like hacked or something?
No, it's like spying on us or some bullshit.
No. But are they cheap?
I don't think so. They're like the second largest in the world.
I'm not like inexpensive.
I don't think so. I think that they're a pretty wealthy country.
So the phone.
I understand. I think they can pay the same retail that we pay.
China?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Dude,
they make all of our products because it's cheaper.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they don't have to ship them. They get paid like 13 cents an hour.
Fucking balling.
I know.
Yeah.
I wonder how far the dollar goes in China.
I don't think so. I mean, we could probably look up the exchange. But I mean, how much, like, if you go there, does something cost 14 million yen? Is that the... Okay, what I'm trying to say is...
You don't know the exchange rate is what you're trying to say.
No, but even that. Okay, say you know the exchange rate. Say it's 1 yen for $1.
Okay.
Okay, say it's just even. 1 yen for $1.
Yep.
You go to get a bowl of noodles, okay? Here, you pay...
Button.
Got it.
Yes.
You pay $7 for a bowl of noodles here. Is it going to cost you 7 yen over there, or is it going to cost you 40 yen? Is that still the exchange rate?
Dude, this is...
I guess it depends on...
fucking Freakonomics. Is that what we're doing here?
Yeah, yeah,
is this a new episode of Freakonomics?
Yeah.
So. Dipshit-onomics. I don't know. I would love to go to China, but I think I'd be afraid of getting arrested. Do you think a Chinese prison is like a U.S. prison?
No, I think it's fucking way worse.
You think so?
I don't think you're getting TV and fucking a weight set.
You think you're getting blasted, though?
No, because you'd be bigger than most of the people there.
Yeah, but they know karate.
You don't?
No.
Pussy.
No, I don't know karate.
No, I think that's a common misconception. I don't think all Chinese people know karate. Most? Yeah, definitely.
I'm sorry. Every movie in the 80s told me...
Otherwise, yeah.
Yeah, that they all have funny accents.
Buck teeth.
Buck teeth.
Glasses.
That they're not actually really Asian. That they're played by like white guys with funny mop heads.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. How you feeling about this one, bud?
Feel great.
Do you?
Why do we do the review every time?
Because it's a good way to start the fucking wind down, okay?
Well, let me ask you a question. How do you feel about it? Because every time I feel like you're like, how do you feel about this one? Because I feel like it sucked. Is that what you're thinking right now?
Yeah.
America, what do you think? Actually, China, what do you think? I care about our Chinese audience. Yeah. Since we're international, I think we should really give a shit about that.
That's
more
true.
Than
yeah. We probably shouldn't have said that they all know karate.
I don't know. Why? I thought it was a compliment.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's like the black guy having a big dick. That's cool. That's a cool stereotype to have.
Sorry. Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Oh, sorry, you know karate. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, you can kick my ass.
And your
black buddy can fuck me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just not because of his dick size, just because. Because
he's handsome. Because I'm letting him.
Because I'm lonely.
Because he understands my feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just kind eyes.
He's good company. What else are you going to do? Yeah. What a way to end this.
Yeah. Perfect.
Oh, man.
Yeah. End it on an upkick.
This is so dumb.
It is so dumb. This was so dumb. You are so dumb.
You hit it all.
I can't get the fucking button, dude.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.